Reporting center.
Yeah, this dancing service. This dancing service, sir. Just.
No, sir.
Okay.
This is for real.
Okay. I just want. I've never called in with these before.
Okay.
What part of the country am I talking to?
Bob Gribble.
What part of the country?
Oh, Washington.
Okay. This is Memphis, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Central Standard Time. I work in the police department here, and approximately 1:45. I was at the main gate of the Officer Air Force Base.
Yes.
And the gate guards, and I was two gate guards there. They were talking, and one of them pointed out a light he saw in the sky, and he was there for he said 15 seconds. Of course, he saw it before me. I saw it maybe, 6 or 8 seconds. And it just went from southwest to northeast at an angle that appeared to be a high rate of speed. You know, seeing planes take off and land up there all the time?
Yes.
It can be a pretty high rate of speed. Faster than what a C-141 would land at. More along the lines of your T-38, you know?
Yes.
And it looked like one light, and maybe went through an arc of 30 degrees that I saw it travel. And then just before it went out of sight, it's like an airplane, flying sideways to you, and you see in a side light.
Yes.
When it turns away from you towards you, you see three lights. You know, it spreads out.
Right.
And it spread to three or four lights. It just runs. Instant there, blinked out. But we called, radar immediately, or they did. And they said there's nothing flying and nothing on radar at that time. That's about it.
Okay, now about how long were those in sight to you?
To me?
Right.
All 6 or 8 seconds.
Okay, and that's really clipping along.
Yeah, well, it's, I'd say, I'm going to the planes I've seen fly out.
Right.
Kind of comparing to that. Altitude's kind of hard to describe it, going by, there's no reference points,
right.
In a night sky.
Right.
And there's a great deal of ground light out there that really washes out anything with a bright light, in the sky. And like all over the base, all your stars are just about washed out. I'd estimate to be fairly low, though.
Was that thing moving against a clear sky?
Yeah, but you couldn't see the stars for the ground.
Right,
there's no cloud cover.
Right.
Very light. I don't know which way the wind's blowing. Just a light breeze, clear sky, no thunderstorms.
Now, when that broke off towards the end there and it appeared as multiple lights, were those fairly sharp lights or were they hazy?
No, they were distinct.
Okay.
And they were clear. I think one or two of them had a bluish green tinge to it. More clear. And there's no roar, like an aircraft engine.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting to see is. Well, C-41s came across and made a real hard bank,
Right.
It'd be damned hard to turn that quick, but still, there's no engine roar or anything like that. I also think they're real hard to estimate,
Right.
Because I don't know how far away from you it was. If it was over the base, I'd put it, at maybe 300-500 feet. And of course, it's way out over the base, it'll be a lot higher.
Okay.
And we have a municipal airport here, but there's not very unusual traffic. Of course, over a military installation, restricted area anyway. Plus, a five-speed plane over the base.
Okay. Now, those four lights, were they in a cluster or did it in a straight line?
Straight line.
Okay.
I worked nights for 7 years now, 6 years. And you see lots of things at night. Tonight, I just happened to have two people with me when I saw it. I was trying to go online, but looking from my eyesight across the highlight poles there, the base.
Right.
But I still don't know how I'd put a distance on it at that,
Yeah, it's pretty hard to do when they're moving that fast.
Well, there's just no reference point up there.
Right.
It's just real, real swift, And I first saw it through my windshield of my car, and I kind of stuck my head out and looked over the side of the window, And by that time it's gone.
Okay, now you're with the Altus PD?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Another guy's with law enforcement section, security police, up here at the base. They called in, and of course, their sergeant
best told
them to get some coffee. I talked to him for that. I don't know what was talking about. It sure wasn't anything but lights in the sky.
I thought those days were over forever.
What's that? They come to get coffee?
Right.
Well, like I say, most of these police officers get around talking to them. All of them, I know I have in the past. I've seen other things, but you just seem like you're big head against the wall.
Well, sir, we will sure appreciate you reporting this, and if we come up with any more information on them, we'll get back to you and let you know.
A whole lot of, to be honest with you, I'm just kind of curious what was involved when you called me in.
Right.
If you talked to some cool heads or some fanatics or, whatever.
Right.
I didn't know. I don't know if the government agency or private agency or what. Okay, well, I can't think of anything else I could add to that. I'll tell you.
Okay, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, bye.